All right, Rosemary, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you today. Where are you?
I'm in Enniscorthy in Wexford.
In what room?
Kitchen.
That's on the mobile.
On the mobile in the kitchen, just tidying up the kitchen here, doing a bit of washing up.
It seems to be the venue of choice for lots of our listeners, the kitchen. You know, we got texts from people saying, I'm crying in my kitchen. I'm dancing in my kitchen. I'm listening in my kitchen. And there you are on the phone in your kitchen. Do you have a landline these days?
Oh, I do, yes.
Do you
have
use
a landline? Sometimes, yes. It's used maybe for the broadband and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't use a phone for a landline, do you?
The odd time. The odd call comes into
rare one,
yes.
You know, we were talking a lot this week about the parents, and like here, there's a message from Phil McCabe. He says, my parents are 79 and 81, and I've gotten to know them more in the last 10 years than the previous 30, including stories of my grandfather, Edward McCabe, being an honoured participant in our country's fight for freedom in 1916. And this is relating to our chat yesterday as well, and talking about, you know, life and death and memory and parents. Is that what you were ringing me about?
Yeah, well, I was just, you made a comment that we should talk to our parents because when they're gone, it's too late. And it kind of twigged something with me because my mum died, she was quite young, she was 64 when she died. Mm-hmm. And my dad was 14 years older. So he always said, oh, I'll be gone years before you're gone, you know.
Yeah.
But it was the type of family where the father worked and the mother was the go-to person.
Okay.
It was just we knew he loved us, but he worked every hour God sent on the farm. And was my mum used to do all the family stuff, bring us to matches, cook, clean. Even when we were growing up, my father never changed a nappy, never got up for a night feed.
Mm-hmm.
He actually admitted all this.
Yeah.
So my mum was the go-to person. So basically, even if we'd ring home, my dad picked up the phone and said, oh, here, I'll hand it to your mum. You know, I mean, she was the person. So we kind of didn't really get to know him terribly well because he was always busy and doing other things. But my mum, when she passed away, he outlived her by about 10 years.
Yes.
So he was in his 70s when she passed, and we had to basically look after him, help to look after him. And over those 10 years, I used to say, why did Mum die so young? She was healthy and fitty. And Dad, he was a creaking door for years, and he's still alive. And it was only later on I said, do you know why? Because it gave us a chance to get to know him.
Really?
So over the 10 years, we took it with myself and four siblings. We took it in turn minding him. He had cares, etc. But we used to have great chats with him and great laughs. And basically, we got to know him. That's the reason. That's why Mum died first. So
I understand.
You know.
And did you ever wish that you had been a bit more curious before? Or do you feel maybe it was all meant to happen when it happened?
Well, we did know quite a bit about him, but it's just the one-to-one. You see, when we were growing up, Mum used to do all the Christmas cards, the birthday cards. But when she passed, he suddenly realised, gosh, I didn't realise how much she did. I remember after she died, he said, oh, where's your mum's Christmas card list? I want to send a Christmas card to all our friends.
Yeah.
Never written a Christmas card in his life.
The dependency is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
then birthday cards. Whose birthday is coming up now? I must get them a card. Or christenings. Will you buy a present for that little girl? You know, I want to. And you know, basically,
his heart was in the right place.
You know, he didn't realise that existed before my mum died. But it was great because before she passed, she used to bring him shopping, and he knew where everything was in the local Tesco.
Yeah.
And because she knew she hadn't long left, and that, you know, she wanted him to have a little bit of you know, independent. Yes. So we'd go bring him shopping and we'd say, oh, where's the whatever? He said, oh, it's right over here. And I said, how do you know that? Oh, she, your mum used to drag me along shopping for the last year, so I know where everything
she
is.
She was tutoring him, mentoring him in the
tutoring,
way of...
Tutoring, exactly.
Rosemary, yeah, can I say?
No, because she knew he kind of wouldn't survive on his own, really.
Yeah,
because
I know.
She had been his... rock for so many years, you know.
It's good of you to share your story with us. I'd love to spend longer talking, but I have to say goodbye. But thank you. What were their names just before we say goodbye?
George and Anne Rowe.
Lovely to remember them.
Well known in the locality.
Of course.
Well, and greatly missed, I'm sure.
No question, Rosemary. Have a lovely day and thanks for your time
thanks
this morning.
Very much,
Take
Ryan.
Care.
Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you.
Bye-bye.